Thanks for listening to D-Mac and I on the Drive. Derek Wolf here for Great Range Premium Bison, my choice for sustainable, delicious, and healthy meat. It's available at local grocery and club stores, or you can order online at Amazon.com. Learn more at GreatRangeBison.com.
It's KKFN and KKFN HD1 Lime on Denver. Yeah, this is obviously the lightning rod topic, like when you move on from Russ. I'm there. And others aren't. You there or you're not there?
As far as
it seems like you're hedging a little bit whether to move on from him or not. You're accepting
because I want to see what happens if we can get a competent coach in here, a coach that knows how to like run a team and be a head coach and a leader of men. That's what I want to see, and I want to see what Russ can do. And I know he looks terrible now, but he's also got, you have to take into account everything that's happened, injury wise, and all the control and power that they've given him. And it's like, okay, Russ, maybe we need to take a step back here and get a system that works best for you because we have too much money tied up in you. There's too much money. And if you want your legacy to go down as the worst trade in the history of the NFL, that will be his legacy. Nobody will care about the Super Bowl.
Who's in charge of the CU football program right now, Rick George or Deion Sanders?
Deion Sanders.
Hell yeah, he is, because he's bringing his luggage, and it's Louis. He's telling a kid to take his hat off and get in the back rows, taking it off and saying, damn right I took my hat off. Even though Jake Shapiro would not take his beanie off in front of Deion, I think that might be his last day on the team.
Yeah.
They'll find another water boy.
Bring in some competition for Russ. Do something.
No doubt about it.
It's just crazy. Why are they not doing anything?
What do you mean? You didn't like hiring Jarrett Gitmo to come in and be the backup practice squad quarterback?
I mean, he is tall.
He is tall.
That might be intimidating to Russ.
Jarrett Guaratano.
He's a threat, and I got to play better.
They have a tall quarterback. He's 6'4". Baker Mayfield got signed off waivers. There was a waiver claim. One team made a waiver claim for Baker Mayfield. It was the Rams. Why did the Rams do that?
Because they needed a quarterback.
I want to see what's up. They got nothing to play for. Their season's over.
No.
They're giving away tickets for the Christmas Day game. Thank God the game's on Nickelodeon. Nobody would watch it if it wasn't. See? You can watch the game with your 3-year-old now. It's perfect. You can see who gets slimed. They may have to just slime things when you gain like 3 or 4 yards, because asking for a touchdown to be slimed, I mean, that might not work out well. You don't want to have all those graphics good to go and not use them.
They're not going to have a lot. Not going to be a lot of points scored.
Yeah, the game's on Nickelodeon on Christmas Day. That is awesome freaking news for parents. Listen, I mean, first of all, Santa, absolutely. You're waking up with the kids. What are we talking, 5:30, 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
Running down, seeing what's what. Santa, yes. Okay, then we're doing a little, that takes an hour-ish, right? Yeah. Something.
It takes like 2 hours.
3-year-old, it's going to like be awesome this year.
Oh, she's
this is
fire.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the problem is I keep using the, I'm going to tell Santa if you don't listen.
Well, common tactic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told her, we were writing a letter to Santa last night, and she wasn't listening to me. And I said, I'm going to have to put in here and tell Santa that you're not listening. And she was like,
got her attention.
Yeah. That woke her up.
Yeah.
Snapped her out of it.
She's like that kid in front of Deion taking his hat off.
My wife was like, I don't know if I feel kind of weird doing this to her.
Santa.
Hey. Do you want me to tell Santa?
Yep.
And then like I walked in there and she wouldn't go to bed. She was in there reading a book. And I was like, hey,
Santa,
I'm going to tell Santa. She's like, okay.
Lights off.
Puts it away right away.
Hats off, lights off.
Don't tell Santa.
Yeah.
That was the last thing she said. Don't tell Santa, okay? I won't tell him.
Then it's like 8:30 and you get a little hungry, so you make some breakfast or something, right? Something happens. Yeah. Playing with your toys, whatever. At 8:30, you're playing with it. Okay, now we're talking. Now you're probably trying to get ready to go to church. Maybe going, if you didn't go to midnight mass, getting ready to go to church, right? 10 o'clock, 11, whatever it is. Maybe a little bit earlier, who knows? Get to church, out of church, it's noon, 12:30, you're going to eat again, right? That puts you at 2 o'clock. Now what? Now, moms and dads, football fans of the world, you can watch the game with your kids on Nickelodeon. It's pretty freaking awesome. You can actually spend more time with the family, legitimately. You don't have to ignore your family. You can actually pretend that you care about your family at that point. I mean, you care about your family.
What's wrong with this guy?
By 3 o'clock on Christmas, you know. Yeah, I hope everybody had a good day.
We're going to the cabin. For real this time.
For real reals.
Yeah. I made it clear. Put my foot down.
going to the cabin in the afternoon or going in the cabin the day before?
Afternoon. We're going to do Christmas morning at the house, and then we're going to go up to the cabin.
Then you can hit slime
time. Stay there through the new year.
That is freaking awesome. That's the way to do it, of course. Are you sure?
I made it. Hey, I said, that's what we're doing. I said, I looked at Abby. Don't try to change plans. This is what we're doing.
Mm,
put my foot down.
Some famous last words.
Hey, some people run their house. Some people run around it.
Mm-hmm.
I run sprints around mine.
Hot Take Tuesday, still a thing. Sure is. Hot Take Tuesday. Brought to you by Papa Murphy's. Order your pizza for pickup today. My hot take for Tuesday is simple. Trade Russ to Green Bay for A-Rod.
Why would they do that?
Oh, my God. Complete the marriage that was supposed to be. If not, fire Hackett for the right head coach. He's too starstruck to watch Wilson.
We need Sean Payton. Get Sean Payton here. He's the short quarterback whisperer, right? Like, he whispers to these quarterbacks and makes them great.
Why, somebody's sticking up for Garantano. They're giving me a correct pronunciation.
Oh, Guantanamo.
Looks like Garantano's relatives may have a little Denver influence. Listen, I'm hoping for nothing but the best. He's a young man. I want to see his dreams come true. I don't root against guys.
Somebody said they wish they could bet on Abby changing my plans. What's the over-under?
No, this is good. This is good.
Oh, it's locked in.
This is good.
She's already inviting people. It's
Yeah. This one's solid.
It's locked in.
Yeah. I mean, this is where you want to celebrate Christmas.
In the mountains.
No doubt about it. A cabin up in the mountains?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's
at 10,000 feet?
Yeah, that's actually kind of perfect. I mean, that's like a movie.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Kind of a boring movie, but I mean, still. I mean, it's right up
there. Yeah, no cable. No internet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
We're waiting for Starlink.
You're going to take your teenage...
About a year out.
You got a teenage daughter, too.
Yeah, toughen up.
For a week with no internet?
Yeah. Well, you get LTE. There's cell service.
Okay, all right. So she can...
Yeah, she
be
can
be off the plan or whatever. Just charge up ridiculous bills on that, or you probably just pay for everything already.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
What do you think?
Of course.
I thought it was going back to the early 1900s for a second there.
I wish.
Hot Take Tuesday. Why is Russ still posting all over Twitter? Is he really? I actually thought he kind of calmed down on that stuff.
What's the latest on Twitter?
I haven't seen anything. I thought Russ actually was doing all right with that kind of thing. Sierra's getting ready for some stuff, though. I see what Sierra's doing. She's doing, I think, am I catching it right? She's doing rehearsals for Chris Brown doing a Michael Jackson tribute or something. Could have sworn I saw that today. But she's Sierra. She can do whatever she wants. She's a star. She can do star things. Who cares?
You know what his legacy is going to be if he keeps this up? He's going to be Sierra's husband. Former football player.
So Sierra stays with him. Okay.
Yeah, why...
All right. No, it's good.
Do you think that her love for him determines on his ability to play football?
I don't know what this texter's talking about. I mean, he talked about my calls for cleats over the weekend.
Yeah,
and he congratulated Dalton, you know, for being nominated as a potential Walton.
Yeah, that's fine. That's all good. He's calmed.
He's good.
Listen, he dropped the Let's Ride stuff. He did drop that.
Yes.
And he's calmed way down. And his three brand has realized they're silly. They've calmed down. Everybody's kind of calmed down in the land of the three.
Well, when is Jake Heaps going to do his job?
I just saw an article about that. Big speculation. He's the biggest problem, but I don't know.
Is he the biggest problem?
No, he is not. Russ's biggest problem? What his biggest problem is?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Football or personal?
Football. That's all we don't care about
his
personal.
His biggest football problem is he has poor mechanics and bad reads without the athleticism to adjust to those mistakes. Those are the football problems. His mechanics have gotten sloppy so that when he improvises, he doesn't have the athleticism to rescue himself like he once did. Now, I just don't know if his mechanics were just bad, period, and he really was just athletic enough to scramble around and you know, make things happen. I don't know. I'd have to go back, I suppose, and somebody smarter than me would have to break it down. I'm just ripping this off, too, from the people that do these detailed film breakdowns. And if you want to go down YouTube wormholes, dude, it's not like one or two people doing breakdowns of Russell Wilson.
No, it's everybody.
It's kind of crazy. And I give them props, man. They've got the film. They're pointing it out. Mm-hmm. They point out good things as well as bad things. So from a football perspective, it's bad mechanics and the athleticism isn't there. You?
I agree. That's what I think is going on. And I think that all is bad coaching. I think he's being coached by the wrong person.
All right, then we can get to that too. So what's happening?
He's got too much power. He was allowed to come in there and do whatever he wanted.
See, now you get some more other things. That's in the other thing category. See, this is what I'm nervous because I don't want to insult KJ. I'm trying to be good here. I know. You've been doing a good job now.
So.
I'm trying not to make it personal.
Okay? Not really. He said to just fire him. Cut him.
Yeah, but that's for a football perspective.
Well, yeah, he's not the personal stuff. He stayed away from the personal.
I have said nothing about him personally. This is strictly football.
I mean, it's hard to criticize him on his personal life because all he does is go, you know, visit sick kids at the hospital.
Yeah, but that's awesome. You know? I'm not doing that. He's gonna get $160 million no matter what. Okay, so
he's winning.
Right.
He might be losing right now on the field, but he's winning. In his bank account.
How about the fact Carl Durrell is just going to get $7 million to be one of the worst coaches in Division I football ever? But he's still owed like $7 million by CU. $7 million!
And they don't even have the money to pay Prime.
Not yet, baby. They'll find it, though. Hmm. Well, I don't know if you caught this, but
they can't take those bribes anymore.
The buyouts, hey, Derek, the buyouts are over $11 million. To get rid of the assistants and Durrell.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, never mind, you know, Prime and his new coaching staff. No, it's not just his money. I mean, they got to raise. I mean, what is CU got to put together? $30 million? I mean, what are we doing here? 12 buyouts, 6 for Prime this year. How much are you spending for your assistant coaches? Another 5?
Well, think about it. You got a coach from head coach.
Yeah. What are you paying him?
A head coach coming in to be a coordinator.
Got
to
be making at least 800.
From Kent State, not Akron.
What do you think? 700, 800?
I think it's got to be more than what he was making at Kent State.
1.2? I don't know.
I think he was making like 700 or 800,000 at Kent State probably.
So let's put him at 1.2. You're going to hire Mike Zimmer. What are you paying him?
That's probably another
mil?
Another million.
Going there? Yeah, you probably got to figure out $25 to $30 million here, CU.
Oh.
Yeah. And they don't have it. But they have a lot of people excited about it, and I think they won't have any problems. I think they'll be just fine. I think you have a lot of fans in this Broncos fan base.
Tuition might be going up this year.
CU's pretty affordable.
They're going to go to the liberal arts degrees.
It's still a state school, dude.
We're going to need some more tuition.
It's not a private university. It's still a state school, man. You know, because it's a state school, you find out what everybody makes. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's listed. Everybody's posted. You got to do it. Deion Sanders.
Budget cuts coming soon.
Well, make sure you're doing all right.
You have to lose a sport, maybe.
It'd be like...
field hockey?
Yeah. Wow. Right. I mentioned they don't have a baseball program, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pac-11 for baseball. Pet peeve.
That's weird to me. Why wouldn't they?
Trust me. We have been over that 10 million times. I'll tell you why real quick. They did not have competitive facilities for football, and they needed to focus on that with fundraising.
Yeah.
And because of Title IX, which isn't a bad thing, you have to add the equal amount of scholarship opportunities in a female-oriented sport as for a male sport. So to be competitive in baseball, you'd probably have to add 2 varsity women's sports, which again...
Do they have softball?
They do not have softball.
Okay, so add softball.
And you'd have to add probably something else, too. Theoretically, if you weren't putting the money into the football program, you could possibly afford to do that on a minor level as well. But they haven't had the money, dude. What can I tell you? What do you think this is really about, by the way, for CU? Well, why do you think this really is happening?
Because it brings money.
Yeah, man.
A good football team brings money. I don't care what anybody says. It just does.
When we had Jake Shapiro in here, he said all these buildings are from the 90s. And yeah. He's not wrong about it. It's a beautiful campus. But there's not cranes up there.
They're not their building.
They're not cranes. They want some cranes up there, dude.
They want to spend some money.
Yeah, cranes mean they're building things. You ever been to the ASU campus?
No.
I'm not saying you got to go, but in the 5 years that my kid was there, Derek, there was nothing but cranes on that campus. It's 10 minutes from Sky International in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
It's like two stops off the train. You don't have to even get a car to go there. And I just saw 5 years of development around Arizona State. I mean, dude, it's ridiculous. It's one square mile, and it's nothing about big businesses and high-rises. They are. It did pass. I don't know if you caught this. The Phoenix Coyotes, Arizona? Is it Arizona or Phoenix? Arizona Coyotes? They're playing. ASU has a hockey team. They just played DU this past weekend. DU beat them twice. They have a Division I hockey team in Arizona, in Tempe. They just got approved. And the Coyotes play for the next 2 years on campus at a brand new hockey facility. Tempe, Derek, just approved a multi-billion-dollar development where the Coyotes are going to play. State-of-the-art everything. There's going to be a professional sports business complex. Huge. Right there, basically right off campus at Arizona State. You know how big the population of Arizona State is? It's over 60,000. The reason they can do all this stuff, dude, is because, you know, they've got the money to do it. Nothing's been happening up there at Boulder, at Colorado. Hmm. Nothing. Not like that, it hasn't.
It's been stagnant for a long time.
It has been, yes. So why are they doing all this with football? Well, look at Arizona State and tell me what's going on.
It brings bread.
Look what USC and UCLA are doing to leave the Pac-12. It brings money in, big time. And Deion Sanders is going to make hundreds of millions of dollars for the University of Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Sco Buffs.
Do they have a rodeo team?
They don't have a. No,
that's
but
crazy.
But well, they do have a world class ski team.
Yeah,
they do have that. And they do have in their agriculture program the handlers of Ralphie. It is that's funny. They don't have a rodeo team. That's actually a good pickup on you. I actually think they would too. No hockey team either.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. No baseball. No hockey.
And they call themselves the Buffaloes.
Yeah.
Gosh.
What a joke.
Good to your text here. Alright, we'll get to it. It's Hot Take Tuesday, it's the Drive on the Fan.
What's up guys, Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat, from my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty, with some nice, sweet tasting undertones. I'm telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac.
We have the greatest listeners in the world on the text line. Rodeo information. Collegiate rodeo information. Amazing. Listeners here never cease to amaze me. Thank you. CSU has a rodeo team. CU does not. Wyoming has the best rodeo team in the area. I rodeoed for South Dakota State, Jackrabbits. It's rare for a state school to really care about the rodeo team because it doesn't make money like football. Also, if Derek, you want to come up to the big rodeos and the area, hit me up. D-Mac, maybe you can come too.
Let's do it.
Tate. I have rodeoed before as a clown. Actually, they're not called clowns. You know what they're actually called? The guys that get in there and distract the bulls and all that sort of stuff.
What are they called?
I forget. the hell are they called? It's not clowns, though. They're offended by clowns.
They're called a jackal.
They're not called a jackal. Damn it. Oh, my boy. I was really into rodeo at one point a few years back. I went up to the Granby Radio Rodeo, and they got me in a barrel. Bullfighters. They're called bullfighters. Dude, they're called bullfighters.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not clowns. They're called bullfighters. Yeah.
Also known as the barrelmen.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. But they're not called clowns. They're bullfighters, barrelmen, that sort of thing. Hot take. The Broncos get shut out this weekend. Russell Wilson, 3-0, gets in a shouting match with Hackett. Hackett gets fired. Russell Wilson says, we got to score more. Do you think Nathaniel Hackett will have his job after this Sunday?
Yeah. Because we keep, are we going to just keep doing that? They're obviously not going to fire him. I'd rather just be surprised by it. Like, oh, they actually fired him. I'm just going to keep saying no. No, they're not going to fire him.
I mean, we'll look at the game sort of at some point, but let me give you a listing of, you know what the Chiefs actually do? They're kind of sloppy with the ball. It did the one thing that surprised me, they're -4 in giveaway takeaway. So they're 9-3. Check this out, dude. This is how good they are offensively. They're 9-3, but their giveaway takeaway is -4, 26th in the league. That's actually bananas. They're making mistakes and not paying the ultimate price. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
So here's where they are. First in yards per game. First in yards per play. They're first in points per game. First, Derek.
Yep. Which is?
29.2. First in passing yards.
Almost 30 points a game. Wow.
Third in sacks allowed, so they protect. Second on third down. Fifth in the red zone. Your boy Travis Kelce leads the team in receiving. That's right, a tight end leads the team in receiving. The one position,
the best tight end to ever play the game,
you can't stop, is their team leader in receiving. They don't care about running the ball. It's not a big deal to them. However, if they have to, you know, Mahomes will run around if he needs to. Not much, though. Not much. He's not a running quarterback.
No, but he will. If you leave the middle of the field open and
if he has to
and play man, he's gonna make you pay. If it's third down, he'll go get the first down.
Defensively, they're kind of middle of the road in everything. That is true. And in the red zone, they're pretty soft in terms of a defense.
Oh, don't worry. We won't make it there. haven't been there in 2 weeks.
They are the third least penalized team in the league.
Imagine that.
And they have the best punter in the league. What the hell is Richie doing? Are you screaming?
Yeah, what are you screaming about,
tell
Richie?
Rooftop, what are you guys doing back there? You are screaming.
We missed the workout today.
Just go out the hallway. Shut the door. Just take 5 steps that way.
He was so afraid to come train with me, he just canceled.
He tapped out? Rooftop Richie
tapped
out?
Yeah, he's like, oh, I have a meeting.
Well, come here, Richie. You're screaming loud enough to be on the air. You might have to be on the air.
I have a meeting. I can't come.
First of all, no one is screaming.
You are screaming.
You are screaming.
Well, I told you 3 times to shut up. You are screaming.
But that's your first problem.
Well, my problem. It's my way. It's my problem.
You don't get to tell
me. You're yelling so loud in the other room, but it's my problem.
It is, because you don't get to tell me what to do.
Yeah, I do. In this circumstance,
are
I
you
do.
Sure?
Yes.
He said, I'm the captain.
No, he is violating one of the sacred rules of the show right there, and you know it.
Is it written down?
Yep. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Fight him.
Do I got to write things down for you?
I mean,
wow. Really?
You're going to claim like you're the big hoo-ha.
Oh, this guy on the show I am.
The big hoo-ha.
The big hoo-ha from 2 to 6. You bet your ass. From 2 to 6 p.m. I am.
Look at him flexing his muscles.
And I wasn't.
He's like, yeah, I am the big
This
hoo-ha.
Is my show.
2 to 6 p.m.
And I did not duck out. I really did have something.
I know. I'm just messing with
I'm coming
you.
On Thursday.
I know. He'll be there Thursday.
Yeah. See you there, D-Mac.
D-Mac's not coming.
Yeah, you love me now. Yeah. Why don't you just go in the other room and start screaming at Drew again? Drew wasn't saying a word.
Yeah,
Drew, I'm not mad at Drew. Drew wasn't saying bumptus. He was just standing there. It's nothing. Richie is screaming at him, and Drew's just standing there. Drew just didn't want to be intimidated and tell you to shut the hell up and get out the door. Still, he still won't close the door. Look at him just stand there. Wow, we're having a little standoff right now, huh? We don't have to go to break. Oh, yeah, actually, we do. All right, this is The Drive on The Fan.
You're listening to The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac on Denver's sports station, 104.3 The Fan.
The Cavs are hosting the Lakers, so that's a fun game with LeBron always going back there to Cleveland. And after that, it'll be the Nuggets against the Mavericks tonight. On the text line, D-Mac, are you going to this late night game? I am. Indeed, I am. A little dressed up.
I'll be there.
And you're going too. Love it. What are your impressions of the Nuggets? Like, if I, because you've been kind of casually paying attention, what kind of team do you think they are?
They don't play good defense.
Okay.
They just don't. They can't put a whole game together. That's the kind of team they are right now.
I think that's pretty accurate. Still win games, or they have been. They've lost two bad ones in a row on the road. Two bad ones. They weren't, I mean, it was competitive to a degree. You know, they had a shot in both of them, but, you know, they let them slip away, mostly for defensive purposes.
Yeah. And defense, and listen, correct me if I'm wrong, but defense is all about effort.
In the NBA? Yeah. It's quirky, though, because it's almost as if players on both teams agree.
What do you mean?
It's kind of weird, man.
What does that mean?
Like, we inherently agree to play the same level of intensity of defense up until a certain point.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Just being buds out there, huh?
It's more like, can you make these shots? Let's go. We're going to run up and down the court for X amount of time, and we'll see who really, you know, can make some shots.
Give the people what they want.
They give the people what they want. I'll tell you that, man. There's a lot of shooting, a lot of scoring.
I want to see some grimy defense is what I'm going to say.
You do?
Yeah.
Wrong place to go tonight.
Dang.
With Luka for the Mavs? Oh, no, man. He leads the league in scoring, I think. I believe, hey, KJ, does Luka lead the league in scoring right now? I think he does. I think he's up close to like 28, 29 points a game. No, that cat just shoots. He doesn't care. He complains a lot. You'll hate Luka. You'll hate him.
Why?
Oh, he's super annoying. He's going to cry about everything. I mean, you'll like him and hate him at the same time. He's one of those players on the other team that you just inherently hate because he's so good and he complains about everything.
Yes, he is leading the league at 33.4 points.
30? I'm sorry, what?
Yes, and
33?
33.4. That's 1.5 points better than the next guy.
Who's the next guy?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
A lot of shooting, a lot of scoring tonight. You're going to see a lot of offense tonight.
I'm used to seeing zero offense, so be nice to see some points.
Also, we're seeing
they might score more tonight than the Broncos have all season.
Wow. How you got a KJ? Another
I think the
stat
Broncos
list.
Have scored like 160 points though. So
have they scored 160?
I think so.
Total points for the Broncos? Yeah. Well, hold on. They've played 12 games. They averaged 13. Yeah. I'm not a math major. I'd have to actually, let's just say 14.
Athlete, not a mathlete.
Yeah, let's go 8. Let's go 4, 1.
166.
166, yeah. You're not gonna see
you might.
Well, you'll see more points with the two teams combined, but you won't. If you see the Nuggets scoring 166 points, that would be that'd be something else. But I'm kind of excited for you. How are you going to? Because the game's not till 8 o'clock. How are you going to work the whole situation? You going home?
Yeah, I'm going to go home. I'm going to go home, eat dinner with the fam, and then I'm taking my wife. So
all right.
Abby's coming with me.
All right.
Tatum's coming with me.
All right.
Tatum's friend. And then the nanny's coming over to, because we're going to put Roxy to bed, and then should be good.
Well, send me a text when you get there, and I will wave at you and say hi to everybody. And you know, for the Nuggets, if you want to come say hi to me, if anybody ever wants to say hi to me at a Nuggets game, it's a piece of cake because I just sit in the stands with everybody else. You don't. You know,
but getting around there is not easy.
Yeah. Don't kill yourself. Either you're close to me or you're not.
I was just there for Disney on Ice.
Mice. 1 minute review of Mice on Ice. Give it to us.
So my wife said it was better last year, but it was cool because we sat on the ice and my daughter was able to like stand up and dance and high five with Elsa and
Minnie
Mouse.
No glass. We're not checking guys on the boards.
No,
we're not protecting ourselves from flying pucks.
Then they brought us up onto the ice. And, like,
I'm sorry, who?
I don't know.
You got brought up on the ice?
The Mouseketeers? I don't know.
The whole crowd or just you guys?
Just me. Me and the girls. Yeah.
What?
I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know.
Wait, you were part of the show?
They did. We weren't like part of the show. They just like brought us up there and like sat us by the ice, like real, like on the ice, like on it.
Why?
I don't know. I was confused by the whole thing. I was just there. Right? And I just work here. Right? I don't make.
That seems amazing.
It was cool. My daughter loved it. She was in heaven. She still has the wand. She shines it in my eyes. I'm almost blind from it.
I told you about all the crap, right? All the stuff and all the stuff.
And then we were leaving. Right, yeah. We were leaving, and she needed an icy. And she just, like, ruined the whole back of the truck.
Puke or just dropped it?
Just dropped it and melted it, and it was just leaking everywhere. It was bad.
It's crazy.
But she loved it.
You're done like 2:30 in the afternoon. You're done. It's over, right? Like, was it at noon? Something like that?
No, it was at like 7 o'clock.
What?
Yeah.
There was a nighttime performance of Mice on Ice?
Yeah. It's Disney on Ice, not Mice on Ice. It's not just mice. It's all of the princesses.
I mean, I get it. There's probably no mice.
But they had the Incredibles there, and the Mr. Incredible creeped me out big time.
Why is that?
He just looked real creepy.
Was the uniform a little too tight?
No, it was the face that they had on him. It was just super creepy. I was like, this guy's creeping me out. You know, they like... super like interactive with the crowd, you know, and I was like, stop looking at me.
Hey, Mr. ADHD, at what point did you get bored? Be honest.
It wasn't boring for me because I was watching my daughter have fun. Like, honestly, she was having such a good time that it was fun to watch her like dance and interact and act like a princess, and she was dressed like Elsa. So it was fun. The worst part was leaving. That was the worst part.
Oh, just take it off?
Trying to get out of there, yeah.
Oh, I got a place for you next time. I got a...
You got a secret spot?
Yeah. Damn, I forgot about that. Sorry, I could have hooked you up on that one.
Dang.
I didn't even think of traffic from Mice on Ice.
Yeah. Well, and just getting through the stadium.
Oh, can't help you with that one.
That was miserable.
Hey, Wolf, how you doing, dude?
I had to take a lot of selfies. I don't mind it. I'm like holding my daughter, you know? She's like smiling for the picture, too.
All right, well, we'll see you at the games tonight.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Nathan McKinnon, the report is he'll be out for at least a month with his upper body injury, which is a bummer. We'll get into that. Big Bad Bruins here tomorrow night. That is a huge game. I mean, theoretically, it's a huge game, but we'll get to it all tomorrow, y'all. Caleb Williams, we're coming for you.
Russ will be the 2023 Comeback Player of the Year.
DenverFan.com After Dark. Be careful. Their seductive voices are only second to their naughty opinions. Andrew Mason, Scrappy Will Peterson next on The Fan.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat. For my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty, with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.